Today is April 28, 2025. On this day in 1704, the very first American newspaper published on a regular basis, the Boston Newsletter, made its debut on the roof of the first subscriber. Readers were excited, but birdcage owners were thrilled. In 1800, Congress approved a bill establishing the official Library of Congress in Washington, D.C., appropriating $5,000 for the purchase of such books as may be necessary. They also approved the library's official slogan, "Shh." On this date in 1833, Jacob Ebert and George Dalty, a couple of jerks, patented the soda fountain. The trick had been to ensure that the soda wasn't too shaken up, or the foam would go all over the fountain. Their first advertising slogan was a bit rough: "How would you like a pop in the mouth?" In 1888, the very first Kodak camera hit the market. I'm sure, at the time, they had no idea that Alexander Graham Bell's device would one day make the Kodak camera obsolete. Until then, the phrase "why don't you just take a picture?" didn't make sense. Everyone was excited to see what developed. On this date in 1908, Mr. and Mrs. Jacob Murdoch became the first to travel across the U.S. by car. It's also when the phrase, "Are we there yet?" was patented. Back then, it took 32 days to cross the country by car, just slightly faster than walking. Jacob also set the world record for being the most stubborn man never to ask for directions. In 1913, the Woolworth Building opened in New York at the corner of Fifth Avenue and 42nd Street. On this date in 1953, British statesman Winston Churchill was knighted by Queen Elizabeth II at Buckingham Palace. I remember when that happened. Oh, wait. No, I was watching The Crown. Never mind. 1961 President Kennedy accepted full responsibility for the Bay of Pigs fiasco. And everything was swine.